So, the Academy members voted for. Before I announce the winner, let us watch the clip from the film.
أأمن محل بالبيت صار الصوفة بالمطبخ. بين إنه شارع يتحول لجبهة. ما في إنترنت، ما في موبايل، والأكل عندي خلص. مبين إنه هيدي قصة طويلة.
European short film 2016, 9 days from my window in Aleppo, by Thomas Brege, Rovan der Mullen, Issat Poma.
Wow, thank you so much. This is amazing. Isa, hold it. It's yours. Wow, okay. Amazing. We have to thank a lot of people who made it possible that we are here, I think. And I wrote it down because I forgot otherwise. You have it for me. We're very honored to be here. Thank you for having us. I want to thank all the Academy members for voting for our film. And I want to give a big thank you to our producer, Joste Putter, from the online journalism platform, The Correspondent, for embracing the political film. A big thank you to Bas Vroeger, Paradox, who is stepping in as a co-producer on this film. I want to thank Wouter Janssen, Some Shorts, for distributing our film, Tom Janssen for the great sound design, and to all of the rest of our very small team for working on this very film. And of course, I want to thank Encounters Film Festival for nominating us and making it possible that we are now standing here.
This has been a very unusual collaboration, which we, Isa, Flor and I very much enjoyed. Flor and I met Isa 2 years ago in Amsterdam when he was giving a lecture about the importance of making art in war zones. He was, and still is, courageously traveling back and forth to Aleppo and runs an art gallery there. And for him, to quote him, it's the only way to fight the barbary in his own country. And it's very risky, as you can imagine, but we think he's extremely brave that he filmed everything that was in the film. Thank you, Isa, for giving us the confidence and the trust that we could work with you. And you're a filmmaker now. You cannot deny it anymore. And above all, you're a really dear friend. Please take it away.
I want to say I didn't prepare anything to talk about, so but I can say something. This is victory for all the civilians in Aleppo, and I think who stand there and work all last five years, and they are the reason that last few weeks, 25 families already, we get the news that come back to Aleppo city to rebuild the city again. With the, all the news, we hear it in the media, but I think it's something important to understand that civilian dying in both sides of Aleppo, and which is will become united today. And yesterday, I have photos from my home, which was the front line and fight between the all the militias, and my home is safe, but the street, most of the street is destroyed, and next week I will come back to my home, finally.